guys, it's Melissa with the Chicken Sitter Podcast, and this is episode number 104, Caring for a Hamster. So you get this cute little hamster, but you want to make sure you're taking proper care of them. Hamsters are pretty easy to take care of. Make sure they have water, make sure they have an exercise wheel, a tunnel, and a clean cage. A clean cage is very important. Cleaning out their cage, you would use warm, soapy water, and you would do it once a week. Change their bedding as needed, and you would scoop their bathroom area, where they go to the bathroom the most, daily. You should hold your hamster daily to get them used to that. Because say they get sick and you need to take them to the vet, or it's, you know, their yearly visit, you want to make sure that they can be held. So try to do that daily. Their bedding should be paper or aspen bedding, and they'll need chews that you can get from any pet store because their teeth need to keep busy. They like to chew things. They need a sand bath, and by sand bath, I mean like a dish, a good-sized dish with sand in it. For food, get the high-quality hamster food because you want them to have a healthy diet. Depending on what kind of hamster you have will determine how many times a day, week, they are fed and how much. For water, you can use a water bowl or a water bottle. I like the water bottle idea because you can attach it to the cage. It's not going anywhere. The water bowl will get bedding in it. They may even poop in it. They may tip it over and be without water. So to me, I like the water bottle because it doesn't go anywhere. You fill it. You can see if it's full. I like that idea. But you can use a bowl or a water bottle. Cage should be 100 centimeters by 50 centimeters for all hamsters. And their nails need to be kept short, like with any animal, because hamsters' nails tend to curl. Having a hamster wheel is a must because it keeps them healthy, gets them their exercise daily that they need. Hamsters love to climb, make burrows, and groom themselves. So you might want to have some things that they can climb on. And you want to have enough litter in there as well, bedding for them to use so they can burrow. No need to brush hamsters because they groom themselves. No need to give them a bath. They're all set, so that's pretty cool. Hamsters should see a vet once a year, just like with any animal. You want to bring them to the vet once a year to get a checkup. Some health concerns that hamsters get, you know, that you might see, are sores on their feet, loose stools, overgrown front teeth, bald patches on their fur, wheezing, and or runny nose. And you want to keep your hamsters separate. I know some people put them together. Sometimes that works. I've seen that. But some will turn violent and get kind of nippy with each other, with you. They fight over their territory. So you might want to keep them separate if you have more than one. Some facts about hamsters. Hamsters are nocturnal. Their teeth never stop growing. They hoard food. They're prone to bacteria and viruses. And there are 20 species of hamsters. That's true, there's a ton of them. And some hibernate. Their average lifetime is 2 to 4 years as a household pet. In the wild, 2 to 3 years. I mean, I think they're so, so cute. I just took care of a dog. I didn't have to take care of the hamster, but I took care of the hamster too. And oh my gosh, the hamster was just a doll, just a doll. I couldn't take enough pictures, videos. I was like in awe. I've never seen a hamster that was that cute. And I've seen hamsters, but not that cute. And that's what gave me the idea of doing this podcast. I mean, I could sit in front of a hamster and watch them on their exercise wheel probably all day and just be like, oh. They're just so darling. They really are. So if your child's looking to get a pet, a hamster is a good idea because it's pretty easy. to have one. Obviously, you should supervise your child with the hamster to make sure they don't hold them too tight, overfeed them. You want to make sure that the cover is put on and put on correctly. You don't want your hamster climbing out, getting out, or a cat sticking its paw in there. Dogs will go after them, birds, snakes, what have you, if you have other animals. So you want to make sure your cage has a cover and the cover is on good. Did you know that the oldest hamster, I found this out online, lived in the UK and was about 4.5 years old? I mean, that's a pretty old hamster. They were doing something right. And I read it was because that hamster ate a very, very healthy diet, was held every day, got a lot of TLC. So if you want to get a hamster and you want them to live a long time, keep a clean cage, keep them fed, feed them the right amount, the right food, and, give them a little TLC. Hugs and kisses, take them out. Don't leave them in there all the time. They need attention too. I want to give credit to the WedgeWoodPharmacy.com. So it's W-E-D-G-E WoodPharmacy.com and VetCare Pharmacy as well online for the info that I just talked about. But if you're thinking of getting a hamster, they're really easy to take care of. And like I said, if you have a child that wants a pet, start off with a hamster. A lot of people do that. See how they do, because you know how that goes. I'll take care of it, I'll take care of it. And it ends up being your pet, which is all fine and dandy if you like pets. But sometimes some of us have 15 already. And of course, I'm not one to say not get another one, because I love animals and I would just keep getting them. But sometimes, if they're going to if they're gonna take care of it, it's one thing. But if not, it's just extra work for you. So, yeah, start off with a hamster. They're great. And, hopefully you like this podcast. I'll be back next week with another. And I'll talk to you soon. Like always, thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.